Thomas Schaffernacker. And now the shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Tuesday the 15th of April. There are warnings of gales in Southwarshire, Fisher, White, Portland, Plymouth, Biscay, Lundy, Irish Sea and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight, low Biscay 991, expected South Wales with little change by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Atsira, South Atsira, northeast 40s. Southeasterly 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 for a time in South Atsira, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6 later. Rain, fog patches later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. Southwest 40s, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. Cyclonic 3 to 5. Rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Fisher, German Bight. Easterly or southeasterly, 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 for a time in North Fisher, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 in German Bight. Thundery showers, fog patches later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. Humber, Thames. Cyclonic 3 to 5, increasing 5 to 7 later. Thundery showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Dover. Cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming southwest 5 to 7 later. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. White, Portland. Cyclonic 3 to 5, increasing 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in Portland. Thundery rain, moderate or poor. Plymouth, cyclonic, becoming northwest 6 to gale 8, backing southwest 4 to 6 later. Thundery rain, moderate or poor. Biscay, cyclonic 7 to severe gale 9, becoming west 4 to 6. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, Sole, west or northwest 4 to 6. Showers, moderate or good. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. North or northwest 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in Lundy and Irish Sea. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, Rockall. Northwest 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, showers, good. Malin, Hebrides. Cyclonic 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Bailey, cyclonic 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in north, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Fair Isle, Faroes, cyclonic 3 to 5, showers, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, cyclonic 3 to 5 in far southeast, otherwise northeasterly 6 to gale 8, showers, good, occasionally poor. And now here are the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400 on the 15th of April. Tyree Automatic, south, 3, recent rain, 16 miles, 995, steady. Stornoway, south by west, 5, slight rain, 3 miles, 996, rising slowly. Lerwick, south by east, 3, mist, 4 miles, 998, falling slowly. Lucas, southeast 1, 32 miles, 998, now rising. Bridlington, east by north, 1, 998, falling. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest 3, 5 miles, 996. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 1 mile, 995. Jersey, east-northeast, 3, 12 miles, 994, falling. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, east by north, 3, 2 miles, 995. Scilly Automatic, north by east, 4, slight rain, 11 miles, 996, falling slowly. Valentia, north by east, 2, 24 miles, 1,000, rising slowly. Ronaldsway, south by east, 3, slight rain, 22 miles, 997, falling slowly. Malin Head, south-southwest, 3, 22 miles, 996, rising slowly. And now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Tuesday the 15th of April. The general situation, a complex area of low pressure, will move north across the United Kingdom over the next couple of days, bringing unsettled weather with outbreaks of rain or showers and some strong winds in places, with gales possible, mainly along channel coasts. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. South, becoming variable, 2 to 4, becoming north, 3 to 5 later. Showers in west, occasional rain in east, moderate or good, occasionally poor in east. From Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Variable, 2 to 4, becoming north or northeast, 4 to 5 later. Occasional rain, fog patches developing, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. From Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southeast, becoming variable, 2 to 4, becoming east or northeast, 4 or 5 later. Rain at times, fog patches developing, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. From Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Variable, 2 to 4, becoming northeast, 3 to 5 for a time at first, then becoming east or southeast, 4 to 6 later. Rain, perhaps thundery, fog patches developing, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. From Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Variable, 2 to 4, becoming northeasterly, 4 or 5 for a time at first in northwest, becoming southerly, 5 to 7 later. Rain or showers, perhaps thundery, fog patches for a time, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. From North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Variable, 3 or less, becoming southeasterly, 4 to 6, veering southwesterly, 6 to gale 8 later. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. From Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Easterly or southeasterly, 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic, then southwesterly, 6 or 7 later, occasionally gale 8 later in west. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. From Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Cyclonic, 4 to 6, becoming north or northwest, 6 to gale 8, backing west or southwest, 4 to 6 later. Thundery rain, showers later, moderate or poor, occasionally good, becoming good later. From Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Cyclonic, 4 to 6, becoming north or northwest, 6 to gale 8, then backing west, 5 to 7 later. Thundery rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. From St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Variable, 2 to 4, becoming northerly or northwesterly, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later, veering northeasterly, 4 to 6 later in north. Rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. From Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Variable, 3 or less, becoming north or northwest, 3 to 5, veering east or northeast, 5 to 7 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man, variable 2 or 3, becoming north or northwest, 5 to 7, then veering north or northeast. Fair, then occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. From Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough, variable 2 to 4, becoming north or northwest, 4 to 6, veering northeast, 5 to 7 later. Showers, rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. From Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Variable, 3 or less, becoming northwesterly, then veering northeasterly later, 4 to 6. Showers, rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. From Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Variable, 2 to 4, becoming northwest, 4 or 5, veering north or northeast, 4 to 6 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. From Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Cyclonic, becoming north or northwest, 3 to 5, veering northeast, 4 to 6 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. And finally, Shetland Isles, south, 3 to 5, becoming variable, 3 or less, and then north, 4 or 5 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping forecast. This is BBC Radio 4 Now, Prayer for the Day, presented by Sister Geraldine Smythe.
Good morning. Let's talk of graves, worms, epitaphs. Richard II's words, as Shakespeare has it, may be an inept choice on turning to consider the story of Lazarus, But the detail here is almost as realistic. The story of the raising from the dead of Lazarus is found in the Gospel of John. Offstage for much of his story, Lazarus' sisters, Mary and Martha, send word to Jesus, "The one you love is ill." Jesus had gone to the far side of the Jordan, his disciples terrified at the malign forces encircling him, arguing against return to Jerusalem. But Jesus does return. He talks with the distraught Martha, highlighting her faith in the resurrection of the dead and in Jesus as the resurrection of the life. Martha gets it and strengthens Jesus' faith in the pace of his coming ordeal, perhaps more than he is strengthening hers. At the tomb, Jesus, disturbed in spirit, sheds tears of love, engages the naysayers and has the stone removed. He cries out, "Lazarus, come forth!" And Lazarus emerges, bound in grave cloths. And Jesus draws in others, "Unbind him and let him go." Lazarus cannot unbind himself, no more can we. But whatever our community of faith or life today, I can ask, from what and to what am I being called? Whom am I being asked to unbind and let go? Who are the ones who we are being asked to unbind and set free? This week marks the 250th anniversary of the Pennsylvania Abolitionist Society, the first of its kind to campaign against slavery. So today, we remember all who are enslaved, that they may find liberty. Amen.
Prayer for the Day, presented by Sister Geraldine Smythe. The Today programme is coming up at 6 o'clock. Johnny Diamond and Nick Robinson presenting this morning. That's in 15 minutes. Now, though, it's time for Farming Today with Anna Hill.
Good morning. Today, expert sheep shearers from New Zealand and Australia get 11th hour permission to do their seasonal work in the UK. And if you're tempted to bring back meat,